Lastly, I'd like to mention our drummer, Kyle Kleckner. He was a good friend of Pat's in Royal Oak because he hung out at the store and spent a ton of money on records and tapes. He knew that we were having trouble with our first drummer, Jim Warner, who became sort of unstable. Jim Warner was a drummer on Time Release, our first single, and we were having issues with him showing up for gigs and practices and stuff like that. And we weren't too pleased with his drumming. He was primarily a pocket drummer, which suited us at the time. But we were looking for something more. And Kyle was on the level, like he wanted to be the next Keith Moon or Pert from Rush. And his drum kit wouldn't even fit in a van when we first met him. I mean, he had a lot of equipment. And he's the kind of drummer that uses a lot of syncopation, a lot of drums, fills, and he's pretty explosive. And that added a whole new dimension to our music. Because if you go out and listen to a lot of punk bands or power pop bands, it's primarily in the pocket drumming, but not a lot of excitement. And we wanted to add a new dimension. So he's done the trick for us, and he's still playing. And hasn't skipped a beat, pun intended.